Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Innovation in the insurance industry is critical. In the E&S sector, it's beyond critical. It's in the DNA. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and we're at the WSIA conference in San Diego, and we have a great panel to talk today about innovation. They are David Blades, Associate Director, AM Best, Mark D'Antuono, Director, Head of Property, MSIG USA, John Anthony, Senior Vice President, Contract PNC, Access Nationwide, and Elizabeth Kramer, President, E&S Surplus Lines, Munich Re Specialty, North America. And Liz, let's start with you today. How has innovation served to advance the insurance industry, not just disrupt it?
Thank you, John, and really happy to be here and talk about this topic. It's really important. So probably focus a little more on the E&S segment since we are at WSIA. The first thing we think about is just the industry overall. There's an enormous amount of data, and we are very good at leveraging data, probably better backward looking. But I think, you know, especially in the E&S space, we've had to be a little more bespoke about solutions. It's in our DNA and our culture, really, in terms of being creative and innovative around finding solutions for hard to place business, for complex risks, for business that's just really being disrupted. So in a way, the E&S segment already is in a great position to innovate. But if you actually look at where the E&S market and specialty lines market has gone in the last 5-6 years, AM Best, you know, yourself has already published that we've more than doubled in the last 5 years, and we've seen the significant growth. We have to. We don't really, it's not an option anymore. We owe it to sort of our communities and the industry to really leverage that data and really find ways to adapt the way that we do business. And, you know, I think about there's many ways we do it, but the top three that we look at is just really reducing our expense ratio, creating more efficiencies, the operational piece, the underwriting and pricing piece, which is near and dear to my heart as an underwriter. I mean, to help us make better risk decisions and refine that is critical. And then the third one, which is equally important, is claims. You know, how can we lower our ALAE, and how can we just mitigate claims and be better around that? So those are the three pillars that we look at when we're taking data, driving our insights, and trying to be better around those areas.
John, Liz talked about data. Traditionally, we don't think about data as being a source of innovation, but that's really changing, isn't it?
I truly believe that it's changing, and it's becoming an increasingly more important part of our overall industry experience. When I think of data as an innovator, you know, one thing that comes to mind is the third-party data integrations. There's so many data sources that we can incorporate into our underwriting processes and really improve upon our risk selection. Another thing that I think about is predictive analytics as well. As Liz said, you know, we've historically looked in the past to look for future indications of how things are going to perform, but we now have models and innovation to be able to look forward to see what we can do proactively within the marketplace. And the third part, which I think is scary for some and exciting for a lot, is the integration of AI into a lot of our processes. You know, we can make sure that we make our entire experience from an insured all the way up to our reinsurers as seamless as possible by taking out a lot of manual processes. We can streamline a lot of the things that we do and the way that we work and incorporate a lot of things that were typically manual as a straight through to focus on more important and impactful things.
And I guess shared data in and of itself is an innovation, isn't it?
Huge.
That was a great response, John. And I'd say, you know, to a degree, at least for us at MSIG USA, the key is we've hired really well. And it's my favorite thing when I come to WSIA and I hear, you know, you guys have really great underwriters. So the key for us and the innovation for us is trying to make them more efficient. And that is all about getting data to them quickly and in one spot. So we've been building out an underwriting workbench that allows them to do those things so that we know they're good. I won't get into all the numbers, but I will tell you that we've got a 12-year track record of doing nothing but producing profit for the company, which is why they're investing in us as quickly as they are. So we have to grow here in the U.S., and it's the E&S space where we really see the biggest possibilities. but it's all about taking that data, getting it into the underwriters. When you got the good ones, just let them go.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Do you think there are potential pitfalls in innovation, however?
Yeah, I think there is because, you know, and I think I'm going to say something that we already all know, right? The problem with insurance is, of course, we're pricing our product before we know the cost. So innovation in a product sense, you know, it's key that we're out there doing it. And that's the beauty of the E&S market, right? That's what we're here to do. But you've got to be able to take that leap and have the balance sheet that can handle those sorts of leaps of faith, if you will, even. Because we, you know, when you're handling emerging risk, you don't know how the courts are going to handle your wordings. You don't know, typically, you're not going to have a long track record of loss history to be able to analyze. So it really is, to a degree, a leap of faith and utilizing that balance sheet to take you there.
Yeah, I might add to the I don't know if I'd call it pitfalls, but I would say risks. You know, we're in the business of taking risks, so we should know how to mitigate that. When we look at opportunities to, as you mentioned, maybe create more efficient ways of processing manual to automated, or simplifying or reducing all of that, we're Munich Re Specialty in particular. We are really aligning very closely with our data science group, our data and analytics team, and our IT team, which are focusing on like AI governance and really trying to get some common governance around how we implement some of the models that we're deploying. But what we say internally is it has to be business led. The business has to identify what the opportunities are, and we have to really determine, is this creating value short term, and then also long term, is it worth the investment today to see that scale, to see that opportunity long term? And the other thing, again, we're in the specialty space. Machines aren't going to make decisions for us, and we've always talked about historically that insurance underwriting is a combination of art and science. So how do we bring that science in to really make us make those better decisions, be more efficient? Hopefully we pass that on to the ultimate insured. I mean, we've been told that the insurance industry, you know, the costs continue to go up. How can we actually leverage this so long-term we can actually really pass that on to the end consumer? But ultimately want to make sure that the underwriters at the desk, ultimately, like the AI, the models, the tools are making it easier for them to make decisions, but not making the decisions for them.
And John, I think just picking up on what Liz was saying, I think one of the, and it's just a basic risk when we're talking about innovation, is the risk of being left behind. If you're not one of the companies in a very competitive marketplace that is out there being innovative and at least utilizing the available technology and the available data for you to make those better decisions, to make your underwriting process better, to make your underwriting process more efficient, to help with your claims processes. If you're not in there doing that, from a competitive standpoint, you're going to be at a disadvantage. And I think that's, you know, when we talk about pitfalls, I just think from a competitive perspective, I think that's one of the things that we can look at and say that could be a potential pitfall.
David, AM Best actually considers innovation in the rating process. That's got to speak volumes.
No, absolutely. It's something that we've looked at, you know, for a long time, but I think we've put more resources into really assessing and engaging our rated insurance companies on what they're doing from an innovation perspective to help their businesses. And I think, you know, we look at it in two ways. We look at it from an input standpoint in terms of what are the process, how are you using data, how are you using different technologies to improve your underwriting, to improve your claims, to improve your access to the marketplace. And then from an output perspective, what is it, how is it helping you, and how have you monitored and you know, been able to see where the benefits, you know, what benefits you've received from it, and how is it helping you in terms of your policyholders as well. So I think from that standpoint, we've really put a lot into understanding which companies and trying to assess which companies have been better in terms of utilizing those inputs. And then from the information they give us, really where they're seeing the benefits from an output perspective. So it's definitely even more ingrained in our overall assessment of the rating assessment of the companies, maybe than it was years ago. You know, like I said, we've always in some way, shape or form kind of taking some of these principles into account. But I think we've put more resources into it because we see from a forward looking perspective in terms of who, you know, the companies that are going to lead us into the future, and especially impactful in the surplus lines market, where this is the marketplace where the new technologies and more than new risks, new exposures are going to find their coverage, are going to find their, as Liz said earlier, the bespoke coverage that's needed and needs to be tailored to cover these risks. So I think innovation is more endemic to surplus lines companies, and it's more important than that.
And on that note, what a great discussion. Liz, John, Mark, David, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Pleasure. Thank you, John.
And from the WSIA conference in San Diego, I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.